Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We're now in Masachet Pesachim, Daf Laman Aleph Amud Bet, at the very bottom of the Amud. And the Mishnah here is going to tackle a sort of a double-pronged problem, which is liability for eating Chametz on Pesach, which is Truma. So one prefatory note, which is, if a non-Kohen eats Truma, he is liable if he ate it b'mezid, intentionally, knowing it was truma, he is liable to pay the Kohen the value of the truma. If on the as a regular thief, if on the other hand he eats it b'shogeg, he has to pay the value plus a fifth, which is a fine for violating, shall we say, the ritual side of it. All right, here we go. Ha'ochel trumat chametz b'pesach b'shogeg. So if you ate trumat chametz on Pesach, and we'll see a limitation to this in the Gemara, then Mishalem Karen Vachomish, you have to pay the value plus a fifth. B'mezid patur mitashlumin umid me'etzim. Let's say that you ate it on purpose, meaning knowing that it was truma, you are exempt. We'll see why you're exempt from any payment. Umid me'etzim. Let's say that instead of eating it, you used it as fuel. Let's say it was truma t'mea, and you used it, and you took it, ate it. Then you would still be exempt. We're going to see details about this in the Gemara. Tanatam, we have a Mishnah in Trumot. Ha'ochel Truma b'shogeg, Mishlam Karen v'chomesh, achad ha'ochel v'achad ha'shoteh, v'achad ha'sach, achad Truma t'meyah, v'achad Truma t'hora. So the rule that I mentioned at the beginning, which is if you eat Truma b'shogeg, you have to pay a value on a fifth. It's true if you eat it, you drink it, you anoint it, whether it's Truma t'meyah or Truma t'hora. Now, interesting, because Truma t'meyah, the Kohen himself can't eat. All right, Mishalem Chomesh v'chumsha d'chumsha. You have to pay a fifth, plus a fifth on the fifth, meaning that fifth itself becomes truma, and if you then go ahead and eat that, you then have to pay a fifth on that also. Now, Ibayalu, here's the question that's going to drive the entire sugya. Shuma shalem lefi midam shalem or lefi damim shalem. When you pay, are you paying based on the amount of food that you ate or its value? Now, let's see what that means. Certainly, if when you first took the fruit that was truma, it was worth, let's say, $400, and you ate it up, and now, for whatever reason, that amount of fruit would only be worth $100, then it's clear, you have to pay the $400. Why? It's no different than any other thief. And the rule of theft, as we spelled out in the ninth parak of Bava Kama, is that non-kola gazlani mishalmim kishatak zela. All thieves have to pay based on the value of the item when they stole it. But the question we're asking is a flip case, where when you stole it, it was worth, let's say, $100, and now it went up in value to $400, and you're going to pay it back. My. Lefimi dam shalem, do you say, I ate this amount, so I have to pay back this amount, which would mean I'm going to pay now $400 worth. Well, griva achal griva mishalem, griva is an amount. O dilma, meaning volume. O dilma lefi dami mishalem, maybe you pay the value. You ate $100 worth, so you pay $100 worth, which is going to be a quarter of the amount of actual fruit because the price went up. So which is it? Rav Yosef Toshma. So he says, let's see it from here. Achal grogerot v'shilem lo tmarim. Let's say this is not a Pesach problem. Let's say that you, as the non-Kohen, ate dried figs and you paid him instead with moist dates. That's what you gave to the Kohen. Tavo alav bracha. Then that's a really good thing on your part. Now the question is, how much did you give him? All right, let's see. Iyamart bishlam alafim midam shalem. If we agree that you pay back based on the amount that you ate, not the value that you ate, the amount that you ate, amtula hachi tavol bracha. That's why this is a praiseworthy thing. De'achil griva de'grogro de'shav yezuzav akayav griva de'tmarim de'shav yarba. You ate, let's say, a pound of grogerot, which were, say, $100, and you paid him back a pound of moist dates, which is worth $400, that's why you're a great guy. But if you're saying you pay based on the money, then amai tavol bracha. Think about it. Bezuza achal, bezuza kamashalim. You ate $100 worth of dried figs, which is, let's say, a lot of dried figs. And now you're going to pay him back with $100 worth of dates. That's a small amount. Why is this guy a good guy? Rambai Liolam Lefid Damim Mishalem. He says, no, you actually pay Lefid Damim. was the case. That even though you're giving him less of the fresh dates, you're giving him something that he can find buyers for. Let's see, other kohanim. As opposed to the dried figs, which even though there's more of them, he can't find a buyer for. So he's still giving him a better thing. He's still giving him the original value that he stole, but he's giving it to him in more attractive fruit to sell. Okay, Tanan, ha'ochel trumat chametz b'pesach b'shog mishalem keren v'chomesh, our Mishnah. I understand if you're paying based on the amount you ate, that's why you would pay keren v'chomesh if you had chametz b'pesach. Shapiro, liyamar l'fidam mishalem, but if you're paying based on value, chametz b'pesach bardamimu, there's no value to chametz b'pesach. It's asur b'hana'at, so it can't have any value to anybody. So the answer is in, yes it can. Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi, we've already seen his opinion earlier in the opening sugi of this parak. Tamar chametz pesach mutar b'hana'a. He said, you're allowed to get hana'a. So according to Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi, chametz pesach, even though you're not allowed to eat it, does have value because you could use it for other things, feed animals, burn it up, whatever is fuel. So yachim a seifa. But if that's the case, then why does the seifa of our Mishnah say, b'mezid patur min atashlumin b'meitzim? If you ate the trumat chametz pesach, b'mezid, meaning knowing it was truma, you don't have to pay anything. But here, b'yosegliyim, my patur min atashlumin b'meitzim. According to b'yosegliyim, why are you off the hook? You should have to pay. You used something up that the guy has value for him. The answer is savalak b'mechunyim and akana. There's another consideration here, which is you ate the trumat chametz b'mezid. Mezid of what? So the answer is mezid of both, meaning you knew it was truma, and you also were aware it was chametz b'pesach. You deliberately violated Pesach. What's the punishment for eating chametz b'pesach intentionally? Karet. Now here's where we come into the rule of kam leib d'rabbi mineh. The rule of kam leib d'rabbi mineh, which is mentioned in a lot of places in Shas, the main sugya is in the third parak of Ketubot, stipulates that if you have a punishment that's given, that's meted out by the Beit Din, whether it's corporal or capital, and that crime that got you that punishment carries with it also a financial liability, you're exempt from the financial liability. It's subsumed in the greater punishment. That, however, does not apply to a heavenly punishment. So if you have a crime that you committed that carries karet or mitabi de shamayim and also financial liability, you still have to pay the finance. Therefore, if you stole something on Shabbat in a way that the act of stealing came concomitantly with the theft, you're off the hook for the theft because Shabbat carries with it a death penalty. By the way, even if it's not given out. But if you did it on Yom Kippur, which carries with it karet, you would be chayav, except according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. He equated Yom Kippur to Shabbat, which means he said if you get karet, you're exempt from the financial liability. Therefore, since you're going to get karet for eating chametz, therefore you are exempt from the financial liability of the theft of the truma. Ketanoi. So this entire question of lefimida or lefidamim is really a machloket tanaim. Here we go. Ha'ochel trumat chametz b'pesach patur min atashlumin meitzim, divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says what our Mishnah says. If you ate trumat chametz b'pesach, you're off the hook for paying. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayev. He says you are chayav. And now we have a conversation. What kind of hanah does the Kohen have from this trumat chametz b'pesach that you've robbed him of, that you owe him? After all, it's not worth anything. But think about it. If you eat trumat tmeah anytime during the year, you still have to pay even though the Kohen wasn't allowed to eat it. So what's Rabbi Kiva's comeback? Amar lo lo, ima marta b'trumat me'ah b'sharim otashana shepisha, in lo ba'heter achila, yesh lo ba'heter asaka. Even though the coin may not eat trumat me'ah, he could use it as fuel. He get hanah from it. Tom rezesha, in lo ba'lo heter achila v'lo ba'heter asaka, as opposed to chametz b'pesach, you can't get any benefit. Therefore, you didn't steal anything of value. Halamaze domel, trumat tutim v'anavim. It would be kind of like if you stole truma of grapes or berries. It can't be used as fuel. Shenit ma, and that truma was tamei. Shein lo ba'lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka. And therefore, by the way, you would be off the hook from paying the kohen because he can't get anything of it. During the year, you stole a truma of grapes that had become tamei from a kohen. He can't eat it. He can't use it as fuel because you can't burn them. And therefore, there's no benefit to it and there's no value and you don't have to pay anything. Now, Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say this principle that if you eat Trumat Chametz Pesach, you are Chayav, B'mafrish Truma Vechmitza, meaning you separated Truma, and on Pesach it became Chametz, which means that either it became Chametz before Pesach, or it was already Chametz when you separated it, Mafrish Trumat Chametz Tivrakol Inakdosha, meaning it was already Chametz on Pesach, and you separated as Truma, the Truma doesn't hold. It's not called Truma. Tanya Idach v'natan l'kohen et hakodesh, the pasuk talking about paying back for truma that you stole, says you give the kohen hakodesh. And the drasha is davar haro'i l'yot kodesh, only something that could be kodesh. Prat lochel trumat chametz v'pesach shepatur min hatashlumim, which means that if somebody set aside trumat chametz on Pesach, then, and so you ate it, you're exempt from tashlumim. U'min meitzin, d'var b'loz ben Yaakov. O'loz rachasma machayev, he says you are chayav. Right? This, by the way, I'm sorry, it's the same machloket as we just had. He said, what kind of hana does the kohen get from the truma that you have to pay him? He has the same comeback as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but here it gets different. Sounds like Rabbi Kiva. Comes back and says, he says this is also an odd because he could use it for fuel or give it to his dog. In other words, Rosman Chasma clearly holds that you're allowed to get hana from Chametz on Pesach, and therefore clearly he would say there's a value to it when you stole it, and therefore you have to pay him back. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye now takes three out of the four Tanaim that we saw and puts them together. Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, who clearly agree, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now this is surprising because he disagreed with Rabbi Akiva and says you do have to pay. They agree that Chametz Pesach is Asur Bana'a. Uvahapligit, Rabbi Akiva Savar Lefi Dami Mishalem, Yochanan ben Nuri Savar Lefi Midah Mishalem. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, by the way, hold that you pay Lefi Damim. And since you pay Lefi Damim, this stuff has no value whatsoever. There's nothing to pay. Yochanan ben Nuri says you pay for Truma based on the amount you ate. And since you benefited, you have to pay him, even though it has no monetary value. Now, Pshita, it should be fairly obvious that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that way. No, not necessarily. Ma'u detema, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, namik Rabbi Kiva sfirale. Maybe he agrees with Rabbi Kiva, you pay lefi damim. Tanathir damim shalem. V'hatam hainu tami de kamachai mishum de sabala k'Rabbi Yossi egli de machanz pesach buta man'ah kamash malan. I might have thought that his reason for saying that you pay for Chametz Pesach is not because you pay Lefi Midah, but basically because it has value because you're allowed to get Hana. The answer is that's what Abai is teaching us, that he agrees that it's Asur Bana'ah. Rabbi Yosef Lili really is the outlier. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says you pay for a different reason because you pay Lefi Midah, not Lefi Damim. So why don't we think that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri agrees with Rabbi Yosef Lili? The answer is because if that were the case, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would have answered the way that Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma did, which was to say, hey, you can get hana from it. As if you can get hana from it, therefore, it has a value that you have to pay. He didn't give that answer, so it's clear that he agrees that you cannot get hana from it, and his reason for saying you pay is because of the other consideration of Lefi Midah, whom is Shalem. Okay, we'll pick it up with this breita about paying for truma that was eaten by a czar in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.